USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico sitting down a short time ago at the G20 summit in Argentina to sign a new trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says more work needs to be done to protect workers across North America, especially after recent GM announcements.
As I discussed with President Trump a few days ago, the recent plant closures by General Motors, which affects thousands of Canadian and American workers and their families, are a heavy blow. Make no mistake, we will stand up for our workers and fight for their families and their communities.
Trudeau also calling for an end to the tariffs issued by the Trump administration. The U.S. military is now accused of killing nearly two dozen civilians in an airstrike in Afghanistan recently. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
As we reported moments ago, President Trump is now at the G20 summit in Argentina, where one of his big meetings will be with the Chinese president, where trade will be the principal topic. While scheduled to also meet with other world leaders at the summit, he will not sit down as earlier planned with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin because of the recent Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even so, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes the president will find other ways to send a strong message to Russia
and make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort's sentencing date is now set for the 5th of March of next year. At a D.C. district court hearing today, the special counsel's prosecutors did not rule out bringing new charges against Manafort after revealing earlier this week he had violated a plea agreement by lying. He's been found guilty earlier this year of tax fraud and money laundering, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Senate's only black Republican is killing a controversial judicial nomination from the Trump administration. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he'll oppose the nomination of Thomas Farr to a U.S. District Court seat in North Carolina because of Farr's involvement in voter suppression tactics aimed at minorities. Scott's vote combined with Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who is refusing to support any judicial nominations until the Senate votes on a bill to protect the special counsel, will sink Farr's chances of being confirmed. Payless Shoe Store is now returning money to so-called social media influencers as it now admits it fooled them. The retail chain known for cheap prices wanted to show off its fashionable shoes, so it invited about 80 so-called influencers to the grand opening of an upscale shoe store at a Los Angeles mall. The store was not said to be related to Payless at all, although it was called Palessi, P-A-L-E-S-S-I. The influencers went on to spend over $3,000 on shoes. When some found out later that they'd been tricked, they complained, and now Payless execs said they'll return the money, and they just wanted to show that their shoes are not only cheap, but some of them are also very fashionable. And in Vienna, authorities say some professional thieves have stolen a Renoir painting worth about $182,000 from an auction house. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.